Tom Joyner Morning Show. Sean King's commentary was so strong, breaking down the story that occurred in Fort Worth, Texas, with the mom, police officer, her 7-year-old son, and her daughters.
Unbelievable.
Sean, you know, this kind of stuff has been going on for a while, but social media is just giving us access. We get a chance to actually see what is happening in our communities, and it's pathetic. And I can't believe that the family is still in jail.
Yeah, you know, late into the night, the mother and her two teenage daughters were still in police custody. My friend Lee said they released the 15-year-old daughter, but that the mother and her 18-year-old daughter was still in police custody. And when you see this video, Skip, you'll see that she thought the police were there to help her. And that's the bind that we are in, is what do you do when somebody has wronged you and you should be able to make a report to police, only to find out that no matter what you say, they're not there for you.
Exactly.
Mm. Yeah, man.
Sherry, how's that make you feel? You've got a young son, and he's got to grow up through this.
And Sherry was so upset by this. I think she had to step away. But Sean, I wanted to ask you, for people, you know, Sherry was asking this before she heard about this. She was so upset. What can people do? What can we do? Because clearly we wanted to keep you on the show longer than you usually come on, just so we could continue to talk about this. And so I'm sure the audience wants to know, too, how do we make a difference with this particular case? What can we do to help?
Well, that's a great question. And, you know, people sometimes they hate that these videos are shared, but by and large, without these videos, we would have no semblance of justice whatsoever. So when you get a chance, you see the video, share it. But I'm going to post on my Twitter and Facebook page practical ways that you can contact the Fort Worth Police Department, that you can express your frustration. This man should be fired immediately. And
that's what annoys me so much, Sean. You can hear about it. You know, people can tell you what went on. Mm-hmm. But until you see the visual, that's when it really hits. That's when it hits home. And, you know, the authorities, they're able to see the visual right there. Something.
And the problem is that he was the authority. And then that they went against the lady and the whole family. And these people in jail. You think you're going to the authority. That hurts.
Yeah, it does hurt. And you could see the shock. You could see the pivot. And see, had the whole thing not been filmed, folk would have insisted that it couldn't have happened the way they said it happened. But you can see when he responds to her saying, the man's right there. This man choked my 7-year-old son. And the officer then looks at her and very smugly says, well, you should teach him not to litter. And I swear to you, it was like, George, man, it was like we were going back in time.
Oh,
so we've made some assumptions about 2016 that just aren't accurate.
Right? You know? You're trying to compose yourself this year? Are you okay?
I don't know how I could compose myself at that time.
The question that I have, excuse me, I'm very emotional because I have a child who's 11-year-old. He's 11 years old, and he has special needs. But I teach Jeffrey to be a free thinker, to speak up if he feels something is wrong. I teach him to obey authority. I teach him to, if something is wrong, you go to authority. When I hear something like this, that this man is choking this woman and her daughters, they don't care that they're being videotaped because they know they're not going to get prosecuted. Mm. How, as a woman, it scares me to my very core for my black son. That I can't even defend him if I have to, go to the police. I mean, but how do I teach my son to live in this world?
A lot of
everything that I'm teaching my baby. What
even
do
as
I
a
do?
Man, even as a man, I would. I think
I can't
I
even teach him to be a man.
Well, I love you all. Love you. We're gonna keep fighting.
Scary. Thank you,
Sean.
Yeah, take care, everybody.